Air Force Base in Arizona. I just received, I'm in the command center here, I just received a call from a gentleman at Kingman, Arizona, that I think may be interesting enough for you to want to look into.
Okay, do you have his name, sir?
I do. His name is... He claims to have seen a couple of lights off the road between Bullhead City on the Colorado River and Kingman, and stopped to investigate, and to have seen two very small individuals dressed in white suits that were reflective and had some type of communication with him, and that they then retreated from him, and that the lights went straight up. He sounded rational and sober, and the nature of his conversation over the phone, at least, made it sound like he wasn't pulling a practical joke. So I think maybe at least it would be worth some type of check.
All right, sir. Could I get your name again?
Yes, this is Major Jensen, J-E-N-S-O-N. By the way, he stated he's going to be at his house this evening, but he won't be available tomorrow due to some traveling. And he mentioned he did have an appointment with a doctor in the morning to check some type of burns that he has on his body that he thinks came from this encounter.
Okay, we'll get back to him right away.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
This is Finn. I live in Kingman, Arizona.
Yes, sir.
I called Luke Air Force Base about what I've seen.
Yes, sir. We've been trying to get a hold of you. I wonder if we get a description of what you saw, what happened.
Well, it's kind of unreal when I've seen what happened. It happened.
Starting right from the beginning, could we, would you tell us what happened, what you saw?
Well, sir, I'll tell you what. I'm raising two teenage kids. I'm unemployed. Is there any way I can hang up and you call me?
Cause sure,
I can't really afford the phone bill.
Yes, I can call back. Yes, sir, this is a reporting center.
What I've seen was really... It was really there. You know, I was coming back from a basketball game down in Bullhead City, and I went past this old gold mining camp there. Now I've seen these two bright lights on the right-hand side, you know. I thought, you know, behind a car with a bright light.
Yes.
I was thinking, you know, I'd go down there once in a while, you know, go fishing. I'm thinking, there's no road over there. So I pulled off the side of the road, got out of my car, I got a 56 shift. These lights stopped.
Sir, I think we got kind of a bad connection here. Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I walked over to where these lights were. They weren't car lights. They were just, I don't know, 10 feet diameter. I couldn't see anything between them.
Okay, each light was about 10 feet in diameter?
Right. And,
okay.
All of a sudden, I seen these two guys. I guess they were guys, I don't know. They had on a metallic suit with a metallic face shield. And they told me, don't be afraid. We are just here to explore. I couldn't see their face. And I didn't say nothing, but it came through my head, you know. So I started to back off. I just kept backing up, and I took off running from my car. And when I turned around and looked, when I got to my car, these two, whatever they were, disappeared in light, and then it just shot upward. Then when I got home, and I kept feeling something burning on my stomach, I went to the bathroom, I lifted my shirt up, and I got these funny looking burn marks. They're shaped like a Big Dipper. There's no burn marks in my shirt, my t-shirt, or my other shirt, or my jacket. And now my dog, he won't even get near me. I don't know why. He lays lives on the other side of the room. Every time I try to get there, he takes off running. He's never done that before. I called my doctor, and he wants me to come out there at the hospital tomorrow and look at his bones.
Did this occur tonight?
Yeah.
Approximately what time?
About 9 o'clock.
Can you account for all of your time during that experience?
Yeah, I went to the basketball game down in Bullhead City.
Right, but I mean, after you saw the lights and you went to look to see what they were, and by the time you got back to the car, can you account for all of your time during that period?
Yeah, I came straight home. I figured about, 25, 30 minutes to get back to camp.
When these objects took off, did they make any noise?
None that I heard.
Did you get any estimate of how tall those the two beings were?
Well, I'd say between 5'4", 5'6".
And how were they dressed?
They had on metallic silver looking suits. They had a definite, looked like chrome faceplate. They had helmets on.
How close did you get to them?
About 40 feet.
Okay, then you could make them out pretty well then.
Yeah.
Were they the humanoid type, two arms, two legs?
Oh, yeah.
And they appeared to be talking with you kind of like through telepathy rather than sound?
I couldn't see their face. All I heard was... Do not be afraid, this is here to explore, and that's when I started back. They carry no type of weapon. They had a black belt around their wings, but there were no weapons of any type.
When you started to back off, did they approach you at any time?
No, they were still there. I don't know what they were doing.
Okay.
But I didn't bother. Once I started back running, I didn't really care what they were telling you. I was just never getting out of there.
When you went to leave, did you have any problems with your car?
No, it's a generator light. The alternator, I got one of the idiot lights. Well, the generator light came on about 2 miles, and all of a sudden it went out again.
When these things took off, did they leave at a high rate of speed?
Oh, yeah, they were flying. I had seen them about 4 seconds, and they just disappeared. I said, star in the sky.
Has anything else strange happened to you tonight, other than that?
I don't know. What are you talking about strange?
I mean, since you got back home. Does anything unusual happen?
Yeah, I'm sick to my stomach. I'm cold, but the heater's on.
You can't get warmed up?
Sitting in front of the heater right now. My thermostat's 75 degrees. I don't know, I'm shaking all over. I don't know. I guess I'm cold. I don't know. I feel sick to my stomach. And my stomach's doing these dumb marks on my body.
Are these in the form of just spots?
No, they're burns.
Burns in the shape of the Big Dipper?
Yeah.
Would you talk to another party in your local area if I contacted them?
Tonight?
Another scientific agency, yes, if they called you right away?
Yeah, if they called me right away because, you know, like I'm telling you, I'm raising two teenage kids and I want to find out what I've seen because I don't want nobody in this town to call me a nut.
Now, do you want your name held strictly confidential on this?
No way. I'm not afraid in that way. I know what I've seen, but, you know how kids are in this town, you know. I'll
right.
back up what I've seen. But what I've seen, I don't know. I don't understand the dog. He came up and sniffed my belly, and he took off.
And he keeps away from you?
Yeah, I got an old turkey over there. I can't even feed him any turkey, and he loves turkey. He's laying clear out there on the other side of the kitchen right now. I can't call him. He won't come to me. He come up, and when I got home, he bounced up, and he smelt my belly, and he took off. But you think this can't be for real, is it? I mean, I've called my preacher, I've called Luke Air Force Base, I'm talking to you. But something happened, so I swear to God it did. It had to happen. I got the burning marks on my body to prove it, and I know what I've seen.
I want you to hang by the phone for a couple minutes. I'm going to have another party call you, okay?
Yeah, I'll be glad to talk.
Okay, sir, and I really appreciate the information and time that you've given us.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Hello, Memphis again?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, people are supposed to call me?
Yes, sir, they've been notified, and they said they'd get back to you tonight.
Okay, I just wondered.
Yeah, they definitely said they're going to get back to you. They're located in Tucson.
I finally had to let my dog out of the house. I went to bed and put some salve and fixed the ventilator and the burns I got.
Uh-huh.
Put a lot back.
Okay.
Can you ask me one? I want to ask you for one and God's answer.
Yes.
Did this actually happen?
Well, I'm sure it did. Similar incidents have happened around the world many times in the past years.
Well, who done it?
Well, I can't say exactly where they're coming from, but obviously they're not from this planet.
No, they're not of this Earth. I know that. But, you know, a lot of people see a lot of things, you know, they can't understand. You know, a lot of people think meteorites have fallen through the air. They think they see flying saucers, and they see Venus and all this crap. But this thing here, I think, I call them humanoids. Just, you know, I don't understand it. They were there. They were talking. But I felt it through my head that they were not here to destroy nobody or whatever, you know. And there were little black belts around the way. They were about 5'4", 5'6". I was backing off. But these strange burn marks on my body, I don't understand it. I don't know if they marked me for some reason or what the deal was. I sure got them burn marks on my body. They're not burn marks like you get from anything I've ever seen. I've got burn, you know, welding.
Right.
Like that. These marks are funny. They're all, I don't know, sort of like a upside decimal point. Everything like that. In the bathroom looking at it. Everything like that. It looks like an upside decimal point. But they're in a pattern like a big difference. Except there's one way down on the other side of my navel. That makes the eighth one.
There are eight of those then.
Yeah, there's 7 points and on this thing here it looks like a big difference. There's one about 6 inches below that on the decimal grip. My kids aren't coming home tonight. I told them, I got a lot of problems right now.
Do you want the number of that the other party that I called?
No, if they're not interested in calling.
Yeah, and they'll get back to you. They said they'd definitely get back to you.
When tonight?
Well, they were going to try to get back to you tonight. They're trying to locate one of their representatives nearby. But stick with it. They'll get back to you anyway.
Well, not really important.
Uh-huh.
Just something I've seen. Well, yeah, I guess it is important. I'm about a nerve wreck trying to figure out what happened, what I've seen. All I did was go to the basketball game all of a sudden. Old last pouring up by people that I don't really believe are here. These funny marks on my body. My dog won't talk. Yeah, I'm really interested. I would just like to find out why.
Somebody will get in there that can really talk to you personally and put some light on this whole thing.
Will you tell them to call at night so I can go to sleep? Give me some assurance that everything's going to be all right.
Okay, I'll do that.
That's all I want to get. You know, I'd like to go to sleep and get up in the morning.
I just think maybe I've seen something. But the way it is now, I don't know. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm drinking coffee after coffee, you know, I don't know if something it is something through the door. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I'm scared shitless, you know.
Okay, I'll get back to them right away.
All right, I sure appreciate it. Give me a little peace of mind to see it. If I did see, well, I know I seen what I seen. Do you ever see anything like this?
No, I never have. I've talked to a lot of people who have.
It's really weird. I've seen people that aren't people. I don't know. I call them humanoids. They're not participants, that's for sure. They're not brushes, they're not tunnies, they're not nothing. They're humanoids. And I've seen them. And I've talked to them. Well, I didn't really talk to them. They talked to me through, I don't know, I didn't see their mouth. I couldn't even see their face. They just came through in my mind. You know, that bothers me. They might be nice people, I don't know. But the burn mark, I don't know why if I was marked. I'm sure they didn't do it to harm me or nothing. But I just wonder if they've done that to mark me when they come back or something, if they do come back. That's what bothers me. I don't like to be a marked man, but these stupid things in my body, they are real. They're implanted on my body. I mean, you can call a cop if you want to. I'm not going to look at anything.
Okay, you stand by the phone. I'll get back to those people again.
Okay, I sure appreciate it, man.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.